Okay, we continue in the Benish Chai. We're up to the third part of the Pticha, and that's where it says Uvaze Yuvan Besiyata Dishmaya, and with this we can understand Hatam Shamu Abotenu, what Chazal say in Avodah Zarah, Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, this is Parashat Bo Shana Shniya in Benish Chai, in the Pticha, the third part. If you remember, the concept that the Ben Yishchai was talking about was to be mekadesh et ha-machshava, to sanctify our thoughts, to do everything l'shem shamayim, and he built that on the pasuk of kadesh li kol bechor bivnei Yisrael v'adam uv'behema lihu. So he says, with this we can understand the ma'amar chazal in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, atid ha-kadosh baruch hu le'azriach shemesh tzedakah la'tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mazriach Shemesh Tzedakah. He's going to let in the days to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let the sun shine. What sun? The sun of Tzedakah. It's going to be a sun of righteousness for the Tzadikim. It will shine for the Tzadikim and bring them Refu'ah. Sheitrapeuba. כמו שכתוב, as it says in מלאכי, פרק ג' וזרחה לכם יראה שמי, שמש צדקה ומרפא בכנפיה. וזרחה לכם יראה שמי. To you, those who are יראה שמיים, for you the sun of צדקה will shine, ומרפא, it will be a sun of cure, of healing, בכנפיה, in its wake. כי אתה, so the Ben Yishchai says, because now, kol refuat tzricha liyot bedavar shel maaseh. In our days right now, before Mashiach comes, any refuah, any cure, any healing, any medicine, it has to come through a maaseh, through an act. We have to make the medicine, we have to drink the medicine, or we have to eat it, right? Or we have to perform certain exercises. In order to achieve refuah in our time, Ma'aseh, action, is required, right? Lishchok samanim ve'la'asok bayadayim, to chop the medicine, and to grind it, and to do all kinds of things with our hands. Ach le'atid, but in the future, in the days of Mashiach, tihiyeh ha'refu'ah shelo al yedeh ma'aseh. The refu'ah will come without any action on our part. Ela bizrichat ha-shemesh. Imagine that. The sun will rise and it will bring refuah bichnafeha. Az ha-tzadikim istaklim u-mitrapim. The tzadikim will look at the sun, that's all they will do, and they will be healed, they will be cured. Ve-hatam, what's the reason for that? Why will Hashem perform such a miracle? And why do the tzaddikim earn that? Says the Ben Yishchai, ki atzaddikim kiddeshu machshavtam, because in olam hazeh, all throughout their lives, the tzaddikim sanctified their thoughts; they made their thoughts holy. Umechamat ken asu koach b'machshava shelahem laasot poal. You hear this? This is the key words here. He says, by making their machshavot kodesh. If you remember, one example of that was to desire the mitzvot that one cannot do. Remember, if a person, there are many mitzvot we can't do, but if we build up an appetite for them, if we build up a desire, a yearning, a longing for those mitzvot, Hashem considers it like a maaseh. So that means, be'olam hazeh, the tzaddikim were making their machshava into something that has the koach of a maaseh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reward them in stride, that their machshava alone, be'olam haba, will bring about ma'aseh refuah. It will substitute the ma'aseh, the action that normally was required for refuah. Kepo'al hana'asa b'ma'aseh ha-mitzvot shi'aseh ha-guf b'yadayim. That the machshava of the tzaddikim is just like the act of doing the mitzvot. Lachen v'zchut ze yizku le'atid shelo yitztarchu l'refuat ha-guf b'dvar ma'aseh. Therefore, they will merit that they will not need, for the purpose of refuat haguf, any action. אלא יספיק לו הסתכלותו בשמש שתזרח בעולם, it will suffice for him to just gaze at the sun that will rise, שבזה תהיה הרפואה לגוף מכל חולי ומחלה, and that will bring about all healing and all cures. שנמצא השמש עושה פועל ברפואת הגוף, it comes out that the sun is doing the action of רפואה, כמו המחשבה של הצדיקים שהיו עושים בפועל בתיקון הנפש ותיקון העולמות. Just like the מחשבות of the צדיקים that בעולם הזה were achieving תיקון העולמות, so too then the Shemesh itself, by itself, without any action, will achieve tikkun, will achieve refua, shehaya ba bilvad bilti tzorech maase befoal mamash, without any necessity, any need to resort to maase. So we understand that is when Chazal tell us atid haKadosh Baruch Hu leazriach Shemesh tzedakah latzadikim, that's in reward for the fact that the tzaddikim were mekadesh machshavtam in this world to the point where their machshava was on the level of maaseh already. So the shemesh will be on the level of maaseh for refuah, says the Ben Ish Chai. Ubaze yuvan besiyata dishmaya ta'am nachon ma shehutar b'shabbat habishul b'chama ve'asur ba'esh v'chol hadavar adome lo. Listen to this unbelievable word from the Ben Ish Chai. And of course, here he is finally landing in the Shabbat airport. He's going to teach us the halachot of Bishul. And here is where he makes his sharp turn. He says, with what we have learned up until now, we can understand a nice reason why not all Bishul is Asuran Shabbat. Right? Only Bishul Ba'esh, only cooking in fire. But bishul b'chama, if a person wants to cook through the sun, with the heat of the sun, is able to. It's not asur on Shabbat. It's a very interesting thing. I always found it very, you know, quite an adjustment to accept that halakha. I mean, that's clear. It's a halakha. It's, you know, there's no isur whatsoever to cook with the sun. And yet, you know, you have to adjust your mind because what do you mean? Bishul is asur b'Shabbat. So why is that? והיינו דקיימה לנסור לבשל ולחמם שום דבר באש, because we hold להלכה that we're not allowed to heat up or to cook anything with fire, וזו אב מלאכה האסורה בשבת, and this is האב מלאכה which is אסור, אבל באור החמה, or באור החמה, מותר לחמם מים ולבשל בצקלה, you're able to make a nice little egg and to cook it with the heat of the August sun. והיינו להורות, why is that? It is in order to signify to us, כי השבת הוא כנגד אלף השביעי. Shabbat, which we just came from, is כנגד אלף השביעי, corresponds to the seventh millennium of the world, אשר בו לא יצטרכו לרפואה על ידי מעשה. As we said, in that time, we will not need to resort to action in order to achieve refuah. Ela tihye al yedei zrichat hachama shehistaklu ba v'yitrapeu. It will come about, refuah will come about through the zrichat hachama, through the shining of the sun, which everybody will gaze at and be healed. V'chol refuah shetihye, and any refuah, hine inyanau kmo inyan bishul v'tikun. You can compare refuah to something that is either cooked or something that is fixed, right? Bishul v'tikun. V'lachen b'Shabbat ne'esara bishul b'ma'aseh shu al yedei esh. Therefore, on Shabbat, he says, which type of bishul is asur? Only the one that is through the esh, because that's through ma'aseh. V'hutar al yedei achama, but through the sun, it is mutar. Lirmoz al ha'tova ha'gedola v'ha'me'ula. This is a hint to the great tova that we are going to be zoche in the days to come. Achar gemar atikun, asher alav romez haShabbat haKadosh ata. Shabbat nowadays is me'en olam haba. It's a hint to the days of olam haba. And just like in the days of Olam Haba, no ma'aseh will be required for refuah. It will be enough just to look at the sun. So how do we have a remez for that? A remez for that is on the day of Shabbat, cooking by the sun. Cooking, which is like refuah, to arrange the medicine, to be mitaken the medicine, to be mitaken the healing. So that's the connection, is mutar al yedei hachama, because it's going to be al yedei hachama, it's going to be through the sun in the days of Mashiach. Al yedei ha'esh, it's not, that's the bishul that is not allowed. וכמו שאמרו אבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, כי השבת הוא מעין עולם הבא. Shabbat, as we know, is a hint, is an echo, is a portent of עולם הבא in this world. So with that, let's see halacha aleph, because it's actually the halacha that we just mentioned. Mutar liten betza b'chama b'shabbat shetitzale. We are allowed to put an egg outside in the heat of the sun on Shabbat in order for it to roast, to heat up. Mipene she'en derech bishul b'kach. This is not derech bishul. The Torah was not oser bishul in a way that is out of the ordinary. This is not a way of bishul. It's not the normal way, and therefore it's mutar. Let's say you want to take this glass of water and you want to put it in the sun and leave it there for like 10 minutes in the hot sun, and you come back and you have nice hot tea. Is that allowed on Shabbat? Absolutely yes, it is. For the reason, or one of the reasons, of course, that we just mentioned before. V'hamvashel ba'ur b'Shabbat chayav. Now we really officially begin the halachot of Bishul, and he begins with the halacha of hana'a mima'aseh Shabbat. Hamevashel ba'ur b'Shabbat chayav. One who cooks with fire on Shabbat is chayav a korban chatat. It's mideoraita. V'imasa v'mezid asur lo le'olam. If he did it b'mezid, if he did it intentionally, then he's never allowed to benefit from that food. And the pot itself becomes taref. It becomes non-kosher. You're not allowed to use that pot again throughout the week for something else until you do hagala. Because in the walls of that pot, you have beliot, you have things that were absorbed into the walls of that pot from food that became asur. Of course, we're talking about the one who was mevashel b'Shabbat b'mezid. Utzricha hechsher kishar kelim habluim meisur. And it requires, therefore, hechsher. It requires kasherizing, just like kelim habluim meisur, like any other utensils that have absorbed something that is asur. Now, that is all in regards to the person himself who actually did the isur of bishul b'shabbat b'mezid. What about for other people? Mutar lemotza'e shabbat miyad. They're allowed to have it, that food that was cooked, not on Shabbat, but on motza'e shabbat immediately. On Shabbat itself, they cannot have it, but on motza'e shabbat, they're allowed to eat from it. Not the person who cooked. By him, it's asur le'olam. If you remember, this is a braita that's brought in Masechet Chulin and elsewhere in Shas. In a few places in Shas, we have this machloket atanaim, and this is the halacha. Ve'im b'shogeg, now if he cooked b'shogeg, asur bo bayom ben lo ben la'acherim. On the day of Shabbat itself, you're not allowed to have hana from it, not the person himself who cooked, and not anyone else. Ule motza'e Shabbat mutar miyad ben lo ben la'acherim. On Motzai Shabbat, it becomes mutar be'achila, not only to other people, but also to the person himself who cooked it, due to the fact that it was only b'shogeg. Ve'im anochri bishel davar she'en bo bishule goyim, o she'asa she'al melacha l'Yisrael. What about if a goy performed, if a non-Jew performed any kind of melacha on Shabbat for the purpose of the Jew? Let's say a melacha of bishul. Normally, what do you mean? Anyway, not supposed to eat bishul goy. But let's say it's a type of food that there's no isur of bishul goyim, right? There are certain types of foods, a cheap type of foods, that's not ole al shulchan melachim, and therefore there's no isur of bishul. But on Shabbat he was mevashel for you. What's the halacha? Asur bo bayom. On Shabbat itself you cannot eat it. Ule motzei Shabbat yamtin b'chdei sheyasu. On motzei Shabbat you can't eat it immediately. You have to wait the amount of time that it takes to cook that particular food. Why? Because if you would eat it immediately, then you are having hana'a from the fact that the goy did it for you on Shabbat. Because if you would have to do it on your own, it would take time on Motzei Shabbat. Being that he did it on Shabbat for you, you saved the 45 minutes that was needed to wait for the food to be cooked. So therefore, it's not enough to wait for Motzei Shabbat. You have to wait after Motzei Shabbat, the amount of time which is called Bichdei Sheyasu, the amount of time that it takes to cook that particular food. The Gazru Bimlacha Shel Nochrit Fei, the Chashu Pen Yomar Yisrael Enochil Asot Melo Melacha B'Shabbat. Why is it that we're more machmir when it comes to the melacha of a goy who does it for you? When a Jew cooked and it was b'shogeg, we said it's mutar b'motzei Shabbat miyad. You don't have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. Whereas by bishul of the goy, you have to wait b'chdei sheyasu. Why is that? Because we're more worried that if we are easy going when it comes to the goy cooking for you, you're going to start making it a habit. We're going to start telling him to do it first on Shabbat. You know, we're in a rush. We need the food immediately, Motzei Shabbat, and therefore we're going to ask him to do it on Shabbat. And that's not allowed. In order to avoid such a thing, we have the chumrah of Bichdei Sheyasu, because Chashu, Chachamim were worried, Pen Yomar Yisrael Enochri La'asot Lo Melacha B'Shabbat Kedei Sheyehaneh Mimena B'Motzei Shabbat Miyad. Ki Isur Amira Enochri B'Shabbat Kal B'Nei Adam. Because the Isur of telling a goy to do Melacha is something that is not so grave in the minds, not so serious in the minds of people. Any little loophole they jump upon, you give them one loophole, they're going to make it into a big hole. And it's bichlal, the halakha is going to be forgotten. Whereas a Jew cooking, which Jew is going to ask another Jew to cook for him on Shabbat? We're not worried about such a thing. And therefore, if it happens b'shogeg, you don't need to have that extra chumrah, that extra knas of bichdei sheyasu. All right.